you can imagine why it's so rare to meet real witches today. Like many things that later became very successful, the world-famous opera Hansel and Gretel, with its world-famous melodies and songs, originated from a straightforward idea. Humperdinck's sister, Adelheid, wanted to write a kind of little play for the children at home and asked her brother to help her out with some freshly composed songs. The result was so well received by the two's relatives and acquaintances that Engelbert Humperdinck decided to turn it into a real grand opera. He was able to do this because he had studied composition and had already won many prizes in his profession. He had also worked with some of the best composers of his time, including the great Richard Wagner. Humperdinck also learnt a few useful tricks from Wagner in making music. Hansel and Gretel was first performed in the Weimar in 1893, and it is by no means the only, but by far the most successful opera of its author. This is undoubtedly because Humperdinck came up with a particularly successful mixture of songs for this work, some of which have even become something like...